Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Good morning, everybody. Welcome to the WIP Morning Show on a Thursday morning in the Delaware Valley, 3 days away from the Philadelphia Eagles opener Sunday in Atlanta at 1 o'clock. And if I don't sound my normal chipper voice, especially on the week ramping up to the start of a season, there's a good reason for it. I hate to have to be the one to break the news, but late last night, WIP lost one of its best people. And this city lost one of its cherished, most talented entertainers. Last night, Big Daddy Grant passed away. And we all here at the WIP Morning Show and here at WIP are devastated by the news. Obviously, we have a direct connection because Ava Graham, his daughter, who he's so proud of, is part of our show. And she obviously will not be here for a while. But we lost him. Last night, he had been through an unbelievably difficult several years, and you got to understand what this man was like. He beat cancer, and he beat it. He went through hell to beat it. He couldn't eat for years because of radiation in his throat, and he beat it, and he came back stronger than ever, and then unfortunately got a blood clot in his spine, and it rendered him paralyzed from the waist down. And he never fully recovered. And we knew that he was in some
distress.
Serious situation now because hospice been called in a few months
ago. Yeah, and Ava was keeping us updated. And
Ava let us know. And Ava, like her father, she's a trooper. And she got through a horrendous time for the entire Godinez family. And then last night we all got the call around 9:30, 10 o'clock, and Big Daddy had passed away. And one of my first reactions to it was, wow, we lost one of the greats. Mm-hmm. And one of my other reactions was a little bit of relief in that, Al, he was not living the Big Daddy life the last few years.
No, and the family and all the...
It was difficult.
It was really difficult.
Do you know anyone? Did you ever encounter anyone who enjoyed life more than he did?
Oh, no.
It's unbelievable. And the very last thing he attended... Because he interviewed me for his Seattle Times.
Oh, yeah, he wrote that. Yeah.
A month ago.
Yeah.
And I'm not going to say he was vintage Big Daddy, but he was still fun. And
yeah.
He was so full of life. The last event he ever attended was a Sixer playoff game.
Yeah.
Billy, you knew him.
Yeah.
And he was a huge Sixer fan. Oh, did he love the Sixers.
He loved the Sixers, and knew after games you could always tune in if you landed late from a road trip and listen to him talk about it. And I was telling you this morning, the crazy thing is, the Eagles starting, the Phillies in the playoff hunt, and, when the Sixers are right around the corner, the Flyers, this was in his wheelhouse.
But you got to understand, this is the way I've thought for the last 3.5 years now, Billy, I swear to God. Whenever somebody, and we have lost a lot of great people the last 3.5 years. You know what the first thing is that I think of? I can't stop myself. He got to see the Eagles win a Super Bowl.
Yeah.
It's so, to me, Al, so many people waited so long.
Yep.
And I know how much it meant to him. And I guess it was it was the biggest highlight of his life, too. Like it was for all of us. And he did get to experience that. And I guess that's some small consolation. But I just wanted to, I want to say a few things about him. This does not have to be a show about Big Daddy. I know Jon Johnson's going to do a whole
four-hour
homage to him on his day part, 2 to 6 a.m., the single greatest overnight radio program I ever heard.
I've never gotten over not listening to him overnight.
I was so proud to be at a station that had such great programming in the middle of the night. It was quirky. It was wild. It was crazy. It was filled with insane callers, weird segments. He'd stop in the middle of the show and eat a snack.
Yeah.
And he would take you through the entire snack process with music behind it. And he had a bother segment, and he had read all about it.
Yeah.
He had all these different segments. He did. Big Daddy Graham did something none of us do as well. He incorporated his life into his show.
Oh my God! Yes.
In such a direct and entertaining way that I would drive in every morning and always feel I wish I could do it that well.
Mm.
I would. The sense of loss we feel today, ladies and gentlemen, is not like anything I can regard. I can't remember anything quite like this. And I just want you to understand a couple of things I just want to say. This is how amazing this man was, all right? A, he was a first-rate talk show host. He worked his ass off.
Mm-hmm.
He was doing it out with, there were not a lot of callers at 3 in the morning.
But they were weird.
They were. And he cultivated them. Do you understand? He was a magnet for strange people.
Yeah. Well, it's that hour of the night.
And in a way, I mean, he was kind of offbeat himself.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But he was a talk show host. He was a stand-up comic.
Mm-hmm.
And a little later in the show, Joe Conklin's going to come out because they did Two Funny Philly Guys for decades.
Yeah, yeah.
And they would fill 1,000-seat arenas to perform together. And he was a great stand-up comedian because he was Philadelphia. When he was on that stage, he was that was Philadelphia, Southwest Philly, to be
That's
exact.
Right.
Your home area, yeah. Right, Rhea?
Yes.
And he was proud of that, too. He was also an actor. He was on stage. He did The Odd Couple on stage with Joe Conklin.
Yeah.
He wrote his own stage performances, a couple of them.
Yeah.
And the one that, wow, Last Call, a book he wrote, and I said, Big Daddy, I can't believe you wrote a book. He went, well, it's not really a book. He would have one memory of his dad on each page with like an illustration, and he turned it into a stage performance that is one of the most memorable things I've ever seen. Because, A, he was a damn good performer, and there was a twist on it. Because he always made fun of his father on his show. His father never left the kitchen.
And he drank beer in the bathtub.
They would eat there. That's right. He did leave to go to the bathtub. He would literally be at the table with a six-pack of beer listening to the Phillies. And all these years you went, wow, his dad was kind of strange. And we lost him fairly early. And then he does a stage play. And he said, long time into it, after his dad was gone, he found out, his father was a war hero. I mean, a Purple Heart war hero. And this whole stage play takes this twist and you're, wow. And he performed it impeccably. He was so, he did so many things well. He was a writer. He wrote books. He even, not great, but he sang.
Oh, yeah.
He did the Action News thing.
Yeah. Oh, he went on stage with LeCompte all the time and sang, was it the Who song? Or?
Exactly. Yeah. No, but he had a record out. He did a mockery of the Action News theme song.
Brilliant.
Yeah.
Little did he know that 40 years later, they would still be using the Action News theme song. What I'm trying to say basically is this, ladies and gentlemen. Because I know this man pretty well. I was during every break, I would get in 3:30, quarter four. He would come over every break and tell me stories, entertain me.
Mm-hmm.
And then he'd go back, and then they go, yeah, hurry up, get back out here. And then he would run down the hallway and start the next segment with, breathing hard, right? But I just got to tell you, man. He's the kind of guy you never forget.
He was the biggest character I ever met.
All right, Rhea, biggest character, right?
When I unfortunately woke up to the news, the one thing I always remember about him, 20-plus years ago, I'm living in Roxborough, you know, just in a row home in Roxborough, And he calls me and he says, hey, I got a show near there. Can I got to kill an hour. Can I come over? I said, sure, come on over. He walks in and he goes, got anything to eat? And I look and I go, well, I got a ham and cheese. I can make you a sandwich. So I make him a ham and cheese sandwich. He gets there and he goes, any sweets? I go, well, all I got is cookie dough. He and I sat there and ate ham and cheese sandwiches and cookie dough,
yeah,
raw cookie dough. And I said, only Big Daddy.
He would, after I got to know him pretty well, he would come visit me and see her.
Yeah.
Not even announce himself.
No.
Because he never said hello when
never,
you picked the phone
ever.
Up. Al, he started right in the conversation. Yeah. He would come into your kitchen and go through your cupboards before he said hello.
Look for Jack Daniels.
He wanted to. No, he was looking for cookies. With
yeah,
me.
Oh, exactly.
Rhea said it. What a character. Yeah. What a great character he was. He was just, you know what it is? If you met him, if you got to know him at all, you would remember him. You would always remember him. He was always distinctive from everybody else.
Well, the name fit him, right. Big Daddy.
Big Daddy Graham, didn't it? He was just. We want to celebrate him today, but we don't want to do that only because mm-hmm. Big Daddy would go nuts if you said, you did a whole show on me? No. Yeah. You got football 3 days. So we're going to do a lot of football today. All right. And we have guests for football. We got guests for him. Elliot Shore Park's down at 7. Ray Dittiger in studio at 8 to break down the Falcons game. Carl Dukes from Atlanta at 9 because they got a rookie coach just like we do, Al. They don't know any more than we do.
No.
Right, but we also got Joe Conklin calling in, Dom Herrera. And if anybody out there, if Big Daddy touched your life at all, this is a great day to honor him because whatever we do today, I realized this when we started the show. I was just sitting here before the show started. I went, whatever we do today, as high as we can reach to try to honor him, it won't be enough. He deserves even more than that because sometimes there are people who are better than you can ever be. And to his family and to everybody out there who knew and loved Big Daddy Graham, our deepest condolences today. We lost a great one. We really, truly lost a great one. All right. Anyway, before I go to the phones and get started, I will, in honor of him, our contest today, and he would be right at the top of any list. Our contest today is funny people with a Philly connection. All right? Ooh. And we'll collaborate today to determine the four best ones for our terrific prizes today, including, Al, the $150
Fogo Chow.
Pronounce it, but I could tell you it's a lot of meat.
Yeah. A lot of meat. Good meat.
You going there.
Yeah.
That's a lot of meat. Yeah. All right, but anyway, you have that. We also have a Devontae Smith jersey available today. Ooh. Good stuff. And we're just looking for people who are funny like Big Daddy, who are Philly through and through, because, boy, was he that. Now, before I go, just to give you a little football guess going in this. So, Nick Sirianni, yesterday I heard a whole thing about how he's grown into the job over the past 6 months. I played some cuts of him stumbling through his first Zoom conference. And then kind of showed the progress he has made. He took another leap yesterday when he was talking. This is his last big news conference before
show me.
His first game. You know how nervous he is. And he did a couple of things. First of all, he comes out for his news conference decked in Phillies gear.
I like that.
All right. That is not something you would expect out before the opener.
No.
Do you think you're going to see the Eagles coach in Phillies gear?
No, but he's doing a Harper.
He did, and he explained. He explained why he did that.
Shoot, I'm a Philadelphian, and I root for all local teams.
Billy, good first move.
Smart move.
Right?
He sounded a little bit like Rocky there, a little bit.
Now the next thing he does, Billy, I need you to react to this because you had coaches underneath you that sometimes didn't say the right thing.
Yeah,
what he said yesterday about how important the Eagles are to the city was amazing. For a guy who's he hasn't coached a game here yet. Here's Nick Sirianni discussing how important it is, the bond between his Eagles and his city.
We've done a good job, I think, as a staff and as a team talking about the history that this team has. That the city has, right? And how good of fans we have and how passionate of fans we have. So that's been being discussed from early on. Just how special it is. Hey, you guys that haven't played for the Philadelphia Eagles or coached, you know, how special it actually is here in this city with the fans that we have. And so we've been talking about that. We have a division rival board up here. I know we're not playing a division rival, but that kind of shows that. And on this big screen, that it shows the plays that were made against all the division rivals. And it shows the fans a lot, too, just going crazy against those division rivals, too. So we've talked a lot about who we are as a team. And then we've also talked about this city, this organization, and the history that it has and the proud tradition that it has.
Billy, how important is that for a coach to recognize the unique nature of this as a sports town?
Well, I think it's unique in the sense that he understands Philadelphia, and I think he's done his research. Sometimes people come to a city and they take it for granted, like, okay, it's Philadelphia, you know, but I got a job to do. I think he dove in and learned a lot about the city, and I think he wanted his players to know, because there are a lot of times when players are drafted here or they sign here, and they think they know, or they say the wrong thing, they don't do the homework. So I think he's making sure their guys realize when you go out there to play, you're not playing just for yourself. You're playing for the Delaware Valley.
And his intensity. I don't know that I've seen a coach with more intensity than he does. It does match the city he's working in.
It does. And I was moved by Zach Ertz, his comments talking about the coaches and what it, you know, playing for them, coming to work, he's enjoying going to work again. That tells you, that's from the head coach. And the head coach sets the tone for all the other coaches.
Right.
And so the tone he set is high energy. And you just, I think he's a relatable guy. Chip Kelly was not relatable
that's
to anybody.
That's so true. I don't understand what Al ever saw in that.
Yo, Philly.
But anyway, yeah. The only time he did try to bond with the wing ball.
Two words.
And everything went downhill from go Philly.
Yeah.
All right, here's your number, 215-592-9494. It's an open board. You could talk about Big Daddy and a tremendous loss. He passed away last night. Or you could talk about the Eagles and 3 days from the start of a new season, or the Phillies, who, by the way, lost again. Thank you, JT Realmuto. Big at bat, comes up short again. Wow. Lot to talk about. Let's kick it off this morning with Bob in Springfield. Hi, Bob.
Hey, good morning, Angelo.
Morning,
hey,
Bob.
You know what? I'm 50-some years old. I've never cried at the loss of somebody that wasn't a family member until this morning.
I feel it, Bob. Before I started the show, I said, man, I don't know how I'm going to do 4 hours talking about a guy that we lost that is just such a huge loss to every one of us, Bob. You listened to his show, right? You knew he was. You may have gone to his stage shows with Joe Conklin, all that stuff. Did you do all that?
Yeah, but, I mean, I was telling Joe, I was put on third shift years ago, and overnight, and I didn't sit at my desk a lot. And I mean, he was there every night, you know. And it was like he made the show fun. He just wasn't taking phone calls and talking. You know, there was, like you said, snack night. There was all the different. He would feature a band or a singer and talk about them, and then play a couple of their songs. And you know, and I just it's. And I still use one of his lines from like 40 years ago when he said he did that album, like Call In Sick. And one of the songs is about Catholic schools. And he said, yeah, I had Sister Ernest Wardine. And I still use that line. And when somebody says, oh, who'd you have? Yeah. You know, but
the thing about it was his show, as somebody who heard it, Bob, there's almost no way to even describe it. It was not in any actual radio format. He did a ton of music in it.
You did the thing about calling in sick. Our funniest thing on air ever was Big Daddy calls in sick one day. And then it was a Friday. Leaves a message on my voicemail back in the day when we had answering machines going, hey, where's the party tonight? And we played it on the air and just killed him because he called out sick to go party.
We got him a lot for the call it out sick thing, Bob. But it was always done with fun.
Yes.
You know, everything that happened with him, there was never any evil nastiness behind it. Nobody ever didn't love the man, you know?
Don't forget he retired as the champion of wave running, you know, doing body surfing.
I'm not positive any of that actually happened.
Red Man, right?
Was that guy? Red Man. Al, he used to do these live body surfing.
Oh, no, I believe
it. I don't know if any of it actually. The thing about Big Daddy is a lot of it was showbiz. You know what I'm saying, Bob? But if that's why it was great. It was fun. You weren't even sure if what you were hearing was real.
No, I can't believe. But my funniest Philly person with a Philly twist is Joe Conklin.
Joe Conklin is a good way to start this. All right, let's keep track of that. Billy, do me a favor, keep track of it, because Billy's good with that stuff. Al's not good at it. All right,
I looked over. Al wasn't writing anything. I figured I better get a pen.
No, Al, believe. Then I go to him like a half an hour later, and he's surprised. And this is months and months of doing this. He's still surprised every day. All right, one of his, you know what? He had a great relationship with this next caller, Al. I used to love what Adrian called it. Adrian, the Giants fan, called it with Big Daddy. And Adrian's with us right now. Hi, Adrian.
Man, I'm almost speechless, man. You know, Big Daddy was – he meant a lot to me. He did a lot of things for me. Like, he bought me in the studio. I can call him for anything. He always made sure I had tickets for the Wing Bowl on the floor.
You okay, Adrian?
You know, I don't know, man. It's, I don't know. You know, my mother used to say, when it rained, the gates of heaven would open up when it rained. So now I understand why it's been raining all night.
Yeah, I'll say that. I'm glad you mentioned mother, because his mom had Alzheimer's near the end. Adrian, he took you inside that experience of being the son. And a great son to his mom the whole time. You got updates all the time. He shared with you the emotion of that. That's the kind of thing, Adrian. You couldn't listen to his show and not know who he was. Right? You knew that man.
Yeah, Big Daddy was a good guy, man. He was a real good guy, man. You know, I mean, he made Adrian a Giants fan overnight. I mean, you know what I mean? It's like... I knew he wasn't doing too well because he was the type of guy, he don't want you to feel sorry for him. He wasn't into that type of stuff, man. He was a hell of a guy, man. He was one of the best persons I ever met before in my life, man. He was a real good guy, man.
Adrian, I appreciate that.
Good things about Big Daddy, man. This is a big blow for 94.1 and just for the city of Philadelphia, man. I don't know nobody was a bigger fan Phillies fan than Big Daddy, man.
I'm with you. Adrian, maybe somebody who's funny from Philly.
Kevin Hart.
Kevin Hart is a goal. Put him down. Adrian, thank you for the call. Thank you for the emotion. Adrian's a great guy and a terrific caller. He just has one flaw. Yeah. He's a Giants fan. Now, other than that, he's really a
made him famous.
215. It really did. 215-592-9494. We accept all your calls today on Big Daddy, on the Eagles, on the Phillies, on anything you want to talk about. 215-592-9494. WIP Sports Time is 6:22.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.